Everyone who tells Sherry Hertzai that they aren't really a hat person is met with the same response.
Oh, God. Honestly, I got one picked up for you already.
The Saskatoon milliner spends hours over her hat blocks, steaming and shaping each and every hat by hand. She tells me one of her favorite things about making hats is the total creative freedom of the art form.
You can go wild. You know, it's like pottery, right? So you can do different forms. You can, you know, make it big, make it small, make it, you know, whatever.
She's handcrafted hundreds of unique pieces of headwear over her 2 decades in the business. And while most of her customers are women, she's seeing more and more men walking through the door of her small shop.
Fedoras and pork pies are very, very popular. There are a lot more hat lovers out there than you'd think.
Hertzai first threw her hat into the millinery ring in the early 2000s.
It really was trial and error, finding old hats, that sort of thing. My father-in-law was a woodworker, and so I drew some pictures for him, and I said, can you kind of carve these out for me, and I'm going to practice. So, I mean, he did that, used the wrong wood, they're heavy, they're hard, but you know what, they were my first hat blocks, and I started, you know, forming and practicing, that sort of thing, and find some felts, or I'd read a book, and that's just what it was until I started doing the master classes overseas.
Those master classes have brought her all around the globe to France, England, and even Australia. She says seeing people's reactions when they put on one of the hats she spent hours working on is an incredible feeling. And while she's won over a lot of locals, including one loyal customer who owns more than 80 hats, she says some people are still hesitant to wear eye-catching designs.
A lot of people have a hard time wearing hats because they think it draws attention to them. And it does. I do find there's a lot of confidence building that needs to happen.
She hopes her hats help everyone who wears them stand a little taller, especially if they're heading to a special event.
If anybody comes up to me and says, I'm going to the Kentucky Derby or the Queen's Garden Party, it's like, yes. Let's have some fun.
You'll spot her creations on fashionable heads around the world and even on royalty.
Meghan Markle has my hat. It was gifted, actually, from the Saskatchewan government, and we documented the travel of the hat box to Buckingham Palace. It was pretty cool.
It seems that even Meghan Markle knows that when it comes to hat makers, Saskatchewan has the crown jewel. In City Park, I'm Brittany Caffey, 650 CKOM.